This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Quran Weekly, this is your brother Umar Sulaiman. Inshallah ta'ala, today we'll be continuing with the Superstar series. You know, one time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a man who was reprimanding his brother because he was telling him that he had too much haya, he had too much modesty. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave him alone, because verily haya, modesty, is from iman, it's from faith. And if we could identify one companion from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions that truly exemplified haya in every single aspect of his life, it would definitely be Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Uthman radiallahu anhu was someone who, like Abu Bakr and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never worshipped idols before Islam, he never drank alcohol, and in fact there was something else very powerful about Uthman radiallahu anhu. He was extremely handsome. In fact, he resembled the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than any other companion. Abdurrahman ibn Hazm radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, I've never seen a person more handsome than Uthman. He said, if you stared at him, if your gaze came upon him, you would not want to remove your gaze because of how beautiful he was radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And that's because he looked like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Ruqayya, his daughter radiallahu anha, he said to her that nobody resembles your father Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and your grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam as much as your husband Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So what that tells you is, and this is a very important fact, that before Islam, many women wanted him. In fact, he was approached in many different circumstances, many different instances, and Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu always abandoned zina. He never came anywhere close to zina, although Islam had still not come to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And that is because he had this strong sense of modesty. And you know, many times we neglect modesty. In fact, some of you might be watching this on Facebook right now, or watching this on some social networking site. And this is where there's an outlet of immodesty, you know, even for Muslims as well as non-Muslims. And subhanAllah, we look at Uthman's life and we can truly learn this blessed character. He was extremely beautiful, extremely handsome, but with that, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was extremely soft in his mannerisms. He was very soft-spoken, he was not arrogant, he did not boast about his looks radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in fact, he was so modest that Al-Hasan radiallahu anhu says, when Uthman would change his clothes, even behind closed doors, he would not stand up straight. He would do it while he was bending down, even if there was nobody in the room with him, just because of the amount of modesty that he had. And he was so soft-spoken radiallahu ta'ala anhu that any time you wanted to hear something that he had to say, you would have to lean in so you could properly hear him, just because of his softness. And we know Uthman radiallahu anhu for other virtues also. So one of them is also his generosity. Uthman radiallahu anhu was someone who was extremely rich, but he used his wealth the right way. He inherited from his father 30 million dirhams. And subhanAllah, with that money, he spent fi sabilillah throughout his entire life. But Uthman radiallahu anhu, even when he gave charity, we can see his mannerisms in terms of modesty. One time there was a child that came to Uthman radiallahu anhu in the masjid, and Uthman recognized the financial situation of this child. So Uthman said, stay here, I want to get you a shirt, I want to get you a garment. So he went and he brought a garment, and he hid 10,000 dirhams inside the shirts, and he gave it to the child, and he said, you know, wear this and show your parents and see what they think about it. So this child goes home and he shows his parents this new shirt, and his parents discover in the pocket of that shirt 10,000 dirhams. So Uthman radiallahu anhu, his modesty showed even in fulfilling religious obligations, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. Do not void your sadaqah, your charity, by consistently mentioning how you gave charity or by harming the person that you gave charity to. So his modesty was truly all-encompassing radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he is also he has several distinctions. Amongst those distinctions is that he was the first person after Lut alayhi salam to make the hijrah with his family. He made the hijrah with his family to Al-Habasha. His wife was Ruqayya, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah be pleased with her. So they both went in the migration to Al-Habasha, to Abyssinia, because he was also being persecuted radiallahu anhu. And Ruqayya was previously engaged to Utbah ibn Abi Lahab, Utbah the son of Abu Lahab, and she also suffered some form of persecution. So we had the situation where we had these two people that traveled fi sabilillah, and Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in fact, also had a very, very special distinction, and that is where his nickname comes, Dhun-Nurayn, the possessor of two lights. And, you know, we look at this great human being, subhanAllah, and you look at the Prophet ﷺ's love for him. The Prophet ﷺ married one daughter to him, and that was Ruqayya. And on the day of Badr, Ruqayya radiallahu anha had fallen sick. And Ruqayya passed away on the same day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory to the Muslims in Badr. And so they called this the day of great joy and the day of great sadness, because it was a victory for the Muslims, but it was also the day that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's daughter had passed away, and that the wife of Uthman radiallahu anhu had passed away. They had a son together, Abdullah ibn Uthman, and just shortly afterwards, Abdullah ibn Uthman was pecked in the face by a bird, and he also died of an infection. So Uthman radiallahu anhu was left all alone. He divorced all of his wives before, you know, whenever he became Muslim, because none of them accepted Islam with him. Now the people loved Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Everyone wanted to be around him. This was true in Jahiliyyah, this was true in Islam. In Jahiliyyah, it was a lullaby that they would sing to their children when they would say, Uhibbuka wa Rahman, I love you by the most merciful, Hubba Quraysh li Uthman. The way that Quraysh loves Uthman. So everyone loved him, so they cared about him. They recognized how hurt he was. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa was the one who told Uthman to stay back and to accompany his wife Ruqayya, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa, because of her sickness. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa still counted him from the veterans of Badr. But when Uthman went through this tragedy, he was extremely depressed radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in fact, for 2 years, Uthman would be extremely, you know, he would be extremely quiet in gatherings. He would not be as social as he was before, until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he once came to Uthman radiallahu anhu and he said, "Ya Uthman, what's bothering you, O Uthman?" 2 years after he lost his wife and then lost his child, and Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, "The death of Ruqayya and something else." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "And what is that?" And he said, "Ya Rasulullah, in qata'a sayri wa qurbi minka bimawtiha." My relationship, my tie to you, my family tie to you has been cut by her death. At that moment, look how truthful he was in what he said. Jibreel alayhi salam comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he says, "Marry your daughter Kulthum to Uthman with the same mahar that you married Ruqayya to him." And so Uthman radiallahu anhu, Dhun-Nurayn, the possessor of two lights, married two daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that has never been done before. And even when she passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ya Uthman, if I had more daughters, if I had more daughters, even if I had 40 daughters, I would marry each and every single one to you until each and every single one of them would die." Subhanallah. But he didn't have anyone else to marry to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This was because of the modesty, the generosity, the benevolence of this great man radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And that's why when Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was assassinated, when he was under siege, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with the ru'ya, with a vision of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed Uthman on the day that he was fasting that today you're going to break your fast with me, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma, in the highest level of Jannat al-Firdaus. And subhanAllah, that is a beautiful distinction. What more could you want? So let's think about this quality again. Al-Haya. How modest are you? You know, the types of pictures that you have on Facebook, how modest are they? The types, the way that you interact with people, because as we see with Uthman, it's not just about being, you know, it's not just about not showing off your looks. It's also about the way that you interact with people. It's about not being flirtatious, not being promiscuous. It's about not boasting. All of this is from the modesty of a Muslim, and modesty is truly a branch of faith. So inshallah ta'ala, I hope that we will all try to incorporate this great characteristic, this great trait of modesty that Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu perfected. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to break our fast one day with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali, and the great Sahaba and the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannat al-Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. I'll see you all next week inshallah. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Quran Weekly. So do yourself a favor. If you benefited from this video, Go ahead and like it and share it on your Facebook and Twitter. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, as is narrated in Sahih Muslim, مَنْ سَنَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ سُنَّةً حَسَنَةً فَلَهُ أَجْرُ وَأَجْرُ مَنْ عَمَلَ بِهَا, that whoever does something good, inshaAllah ta'ala, and starts it, or shares it, and other people follow, then he will get the reward that he has, and of course the reward of anyone who followed him in that, inshaAllah. So if someone else benefits from this, you get the same reward as the presenter, inshaAllah, and the same reward as the producer. So go ahead and like it, love it, share it. جزاكم الله خيراً والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.